Afternoon tea has been a quintessentially English tradition, at least since Queen Victoria's time. But now two English ladies want to share the tradition. Denise Sargent and her partner Claire run Tea M'Lady, and they will bring a tea party to your house for your friends or for your children.
Well, it all started. I woke up one Sunday morning. Peter Rabbit and Beatrix Potter were on my mind. I'm like, what?
No particular reason, huh?
No, and then Alice in Wonderland. And I thought, wow, we could take tea parties to homes, children's tea party, you know, do children's tea parties. And I was thinking back to my childhood that every year I look forward to the Works Children's Party. My parents used to work for Lucas's car component in Birmingham, England.
And they make lights and that kind of thing.
That's right, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I thought, you know, we could do this for children here.
Really? And was there any kind of cultural divide there? Did people get it immediately, or did you have to sort of explain what a tea party was?
Yeah, I think tea seems to be the new thing. Coffee seems to be going out the window. And children love, what little girl, you know, she loves tea parties. A little girl would love a tea party. And if we can bring that to people's homes, give them a vision of an inspiration for England, culture, different experience a different culture, why not? Go with your dreams. That's what we want to bring. And also, they can experience a tea party. So my friend called from Canada that same day, and she said, Denise, I was watching a program about this lady who had all these china teacups, but she had no room in her house. She had to move home because she had so many teacups. And I was like, no way. That I was only thinking, I told her about the, you know, Beatrix Potter. And she was like, Denise, you can do this. And that's when I got in touch with Claire. And Claire was on board. And we just decided, yeah, we can. So that tiny seed
has grown.
Can you tell I'm excited?
Denise and Claire have been organising tea parties in Chattanooga since the spring. The original idea was that their customers would mostly be children, but their business has taken off in part with adults because of the popularity of the PBS television series, Downton Abbey.
In fact, that we do a Downton tea. We offer a Downton tea for Mrs. Patmore scones and Mr. Carson's assorted finger sandwiches, Mr. Bates' selection of British cheeses, which I'm guessing we'll probably do double Gloucester, red Leicester, maybe a bit of Wesley, you know, Wesleyandale if we can get it. Lady Edith's assorted English biscuits, which are your cookies, and a pot of tea, Earl Grey or Lady Grey.
That seems to be such an indigenous part of English culture. Mm-hmm. What fascinates me is how you're able to make that, to bring that into American homes and for people to get it.
Yeah,
you know, because in some ways it's so outside their experience.
That's right. I think what we would like to bring is there's something about bringing a few friends together and sitting around and having tea, actually pouring the tea. It brings an atmosphere of relaxation. You know, who's going to be mom to pour the tea? Well, me and Claire are going to be mom. You know what I mean? We're going to be you know, tea, my lady. And I've noticed that so many times. On it's quite funny that we chose the name Tea M'Lady, but now I'm watching Downton Abbey and I keep hearing that, Tea M'Lady. It's like, that's perfect. We didn't think of the name from Down, you know.
Right.
But now I'm hearing it on Downton Abbey. It's like, oh my gosh, they say Tea M'Lady so many times.
I guess people now get it, right? That gives some context for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Every year, the Houston Museum up in the Bluffview Arts District has had an English tea and open house. It's a fundraiser for the museum. The museum's collection, which originally belonged to Anna Safley Houston, includes many objets d'art, including the kind of porcelain cups and saucers in which tea is traditionally served. This year, for their holiday English tea and open house, they'll be serving trifle and scones, finger sandwiches, tarts and cheese straws, along with petit fours, and Denise and Claire serving the tea. You're able to bring something of yourselves over to America.
And some British sense of humour as well. Yeah. And we both play guitar, so we can bring music. And so we'll bring music and we'll do storytelling.
Sounds like fun.
It does sound like fun, doesn't it?
And so what are you going to do at the Houston?
Yeah, we are. We're going to be doing the tea, pouring tea, and we're making the scones. And I know the other members are bringing trifle and
yes,
petit-fours.
Petit-fours more. Well, it's a because of the we ask the fee that we're charging. It's a, one of our fundraisers, so we want to make sure that they're getting a lot of bang for their buck. So there will be additional things, and we understand that there are traditional teas, and then we are offering just a little bit more that the volunteers at the Houston usually put together. But these ladies love to throw a party, so it's a lot of fun. It really is, and a lot of children, and they dress up and they wear hats, and it's just great fun.
The Holiday English Tea and Open House is at the Houston Museum in the Bluffview Arts District on Sunday afternoon, December 8th. And again on December 15th, from 1 until 4. Details are on the Houston Museum's website. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.